Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Geiger moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Nixon moves to second. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Button moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon scores. Button moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Button scores. Schilling moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Cal McLish. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Larson now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Button takes first base on ball 4. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 0 in the game. Schwall bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Kerrion and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Cam Kerrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Don Larsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Button takes first base on ball 4. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 0 in the game. Schwall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling moves to third. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schilling scores. Geiger scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Pilarczyk moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0-for-1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schwall moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Schwall moves to third. Schilling moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schwall scores. Schilling scores. Geiger moves to second. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Warren Hacker now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Jensen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.